Mr. Torrey. Zach, Buchanan.
Torrey, do you have updates on your COVID guys, including Noah and Stewart, and how close they are to returning?
Hold on. Zach, your microphone's messed up again.
Can you mute me for 1 second?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. All right, we're recording.
Okay, yeah, the question was update on the COVID players.
Yes.
Specifically Noe and Stewart. Okay. Noe, we're presently having conversations right now about what those next steps are for those two players that had COVID, which would be Fairchild and Ramirez. You know, we obviously know that they're getting very, very close. So within the next 24 hours, we're going to have a little bit more clarity as to what those next steps are. So I'll keep you posted on when we make that official. And the others, I've been playing a little bit of phone tag with Merrill. And we've been texting a little bit. He's symptomatic, but he's feeling okay. And just grinding through, like I said yesterday, grinding through some uncomfortable portions of the virus. Joe Mantiply has had no symptoms, is feeling just fine, feels good, as does Matt Hurges. So we're feeling like we dodged a bullet there with those two guys that are in the close contact protocol. But obviously with Merrill, we still haven't figured out what the next necessary steps are. I think he's about halfway through his 10 days, and we'll start to get a pattern here that we've been following for those guys that do have the COVID. But we're not going to rush Merrill's situation. We want to make sure that he's good and healthy before he gets back on his feet.
Steve.
Torrey, I was looking at the game notes Casey put together. Really outstanding job by Casey again. I'm just wondering if you had any updates on probable pitchers for the upcoming series.
Yeah, let's see here. So there was no update on the unbelievable game notes that O'Connell did. That's what I'm getting in my earpiece right now, that O'Connell did it. That's what I'm a little distracted right now. You want to know beyond tomorrow, right? Let me go ahead and get that information to you about the Colorado series through Casey when I head back into my office. I just want to finalize one more thought before I give you that information.
All right, anybody else? There we go, Jack Summers.
Just always giving deference to my colleagues first to go first. Torrey, when Stewart comes back, that is he more likely to come right back to the major league roster, or do you think he'll be optioned off to Reno?
Yeah, those are discussions that we're presently having right now. So very good question. We'll probably get that information out as soon as we figure out what direction we want to go in. We have some tough decisions. We have some good baseball players in our system. And, you know, I know that Stu was here and all of a sudden he fell ill, but whatever the decision is, if we need help here, he's going to stay here. If not, we're going to get him his reps down in AAA. So for me, it's a can't lose situation for him. I know he just wants to get back on his feet, start playing baseball again.
It seemed like you were having a tough time finding him playing time, you know, before he got ill. Mm-hmm. And that would only seem to be harder now.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So we're going to walk through a bunch of different scenarios. And when we're talking that through, we want to make sure that if, the players are here, that they're playing, and the ones that are not looking like they're not, we want to make sure we're getting them reps. So we'll probably talk about different scenarios and see where each guy falls. And if there's time, then we'll make that decision.
Jody.
Torrey, just on Castellanos, and I think I jumped on a second late, maybe. Hopefully it's a new question, not an old one, but what did you see from him as a starter up here that you liked last time out? I know it's been a little while, but mm-hmm. And what are you hoping to see more of tonight?
Yeah, I think if I'm breaking up his appearances, I know that there was one start versus several out of the bullpen. I just think he has a starter mentality, looked much more comfortable as a starter. And I know there's a little bit more wiggle room with the starter. When you're coming out of the bullpen, there are now innings and now moments. Like, you got to attack hitters and get after them and you know, not create some traffic in some situations. As a starter, I know you can work in and out of those jams. And it just seems that that's what he was comfortable doing. And I think it was four or five innings of really good baseball that he threw, and he was only stretched out to that point. I would have felt comfortable extending him, I think, if we were in that situation. But he puts us in a good spot. He changes speeds. He changes arm angles. He reads hitters, and he follows a game plan. I'm hoping for another good night for him today.
And Torrey, he has no pitch limitations, right? And I saw he was up into the 90s in Reno, right?
Yeah, he should be in good shape as far as getting stretched out a little bit.
Nick?
Torrey, I saw the lineup today. I didn't know that Drew Ellis had played any second base in his career until I looked online and saw he played there a bit at Reno. What do you know about his experience at that position?
Yeah, I think it was a total of 36 innings in Reno. You know, in talking to Blake, he signed off on it and said that he looks very comfortable there. We work a lot in it in spring training and even ground balls during our pregame here in the overshift. And he's picked up the ball on that side of the field without any problem or without any hesitation when I've seen him. Now, as far as game action, this will be my first time, but it's a way for us to get another very, very good bat into the lineup against a tough left-handed pitcher. And we want to see what it looks like. I think there's the versatility aspect for all of our young players that we really enjoy exploring. And this is a good opportunity for him to show us what he could do. And, you know, after conversations with Blake Lawley, he felt like this was something that wouldn't be too much for him to handle. So we'll get a good look at it tonight.
Evan Thompson.
Torrey, what do you expect to see while facing Ranger Suarez tonight?
Yeah, you know, it's hard for me to say. I know that he's gonna be a very tough customer. You know, we've done our job and we've scouted him and got our guys prepared. And it's the same recipe. Push out over the plate. You know, he's gonna change speeds front to back, side to side, up and down. It's a very common theme for starting pitchers. You know, he can manipulate the baseball, and we got to just make sure we're looking for the pitch that we want to hit.
All right, everybody, we'll see you after the game.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Torrey.